Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show on this Memorial Day, 2015, and I'm glad you're here. Ken Davis is here, ladies and gentlemen. Kenneth C. Davis is the name on all the books. Don't Know Much About History was his first one, and he's written so many more, a couple of dozen or maybe more than that. Along those themes, he's a great historian. He's one of the two resident historians in our brain trust. His new book is called The Hidden History of America at War, Untold Tales from Yorktown to Fallujah. He's our good friend Ken Davis. Welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. Always a great pleasure to be with you, and always good to talk to you on this day. I think we've been doing this for quite a while, it never gets old, does it?
Memorial Day. You know, I was telling the audience before when I was telling them that you were going to join us and talk to us about this, about how a lot of the holidays over the American holidays have morphed and evolved and transmogrified and become, you know, maybe different days and all that. And even though there have been some adjustments to Memorial Day, I believe as sadly as time goes on and we continue to go, have conflicts, to me Memorial Day is more important today than ever. What do you think?
I agree with you completely. I think it's interesting that some people have the feeling, oh, it's, changed in the last few years. It got more about sales and picnics. But actually, that goes back a long time. And I would say you're exactly right. It seems to me that people are paying more attention to it right now for the real reason. And just to be clear with everybody, that reason is that we are honoring those today who died in service to the country, mm-hmm. who gave what Lincoln called the last full measure of devotion
this
in
is their
great
day.
Gettysburg Address. This is not Veterans Day. That's in November, and we certainly always honor those who mm-hmm. serve and have served. But this is about a very specific moment to remember those who died fighting in all of our wars, came out of the American Civil War, as you well know, and we've spoken about before, born in some discord and division, in fact, because many people in the former Confederacy saw this as a Northern or Yankee holiday, and, yeah. it was in the beginning, because it was specifically dedicated to the men who had died suppressing the so-called rebellion.
But, the Southern folk will say that women were putting flowers on graves before the general made that announcement, and that they were putting them on all graves, not just
that's actually
graves.
True. And I even discussed that in the new book, The Hidden History of America at War. Specifically, General Logan, who made that pronouncement in 1868, he was the head of the Grand Army of the Republic, a very powerful political organization of former Union soldiers. Five presidents were in the Grand Army of the Republic, and Logan himself was a very prominent U.S. senator from Illinois. But when he made that pronouncement, the idea was given to him by his wife, who had seen the women of Petersburg, Virginia, do exactly this every year as a ritual. Mm-hmm. And they had started in 1865 laying flowers and flags at the graves of Union and Confederate soldiers. So it was completely born out of that idea. Many other people, I mean, it's funny how we kind of argue over where this thing started. It shouldn't be an argument. Mm-hmm. Obviously, lots of people did this idea.
The tasty Brunswick stew America is, those stories, isn't that what makes America the most interesting place on the planet? Sorry for my bias. Around the world, but it is.
It is an interesting place, and the real importance today is that we've moved past that division in the beginning, and we've moved past the idea that this is
mm-hmm.
about
oh yeah
you know the swimsuit or the mattress sale, and mm-hmm. People are I think, mindful of this. But we still talk about it every year because there are still those who say to me, well, you know, why isn't this Veterans Day? But it's not. And when people ask me, well, what do you do? What do you think people should do? Nothing else. You just be quiet for a minute.
Right.
A moment of silence is a good idea. Mm-hmm. But I also tell people to read the Gettysburg Address. It takes 2 minutes. And Lincoln said it all much better than I could 150-odd years ago now. And that's what we are remembering, mm-hmm. those who consecrated this ground, as he said. And there's a great website called Learn the Address, which is from Ken Burns, the documentary, and,
mm-hmm.
who wants everybody to read or recite the Gettysburg Address.
President Lincoln has re-recited his re-delivered his address on my show many times before in the past.
I met him recently delivering that address. I had the great privilege the last two years of judging a competition of kids who recite the address.
Yeah, isn't
it
great?
Many of them actually were dressed up, but Lincoln himself was at the last contest. But this is a day of extraordinary remembrance, and we should think of it as a sacred day on our holiday. And everyone, of course, is having a good weekend and enjoying the first big weekend of the summer.
But none of that would be possible.
That's right. It really required sacrifice of blood, sweat, and tears, and a lot of blood.
You know, I've never told you this. I've never told my audience this, but my middle name is Wayne. And when I was a little kid, I asked my parents. I knew my first name was after my dad, but when I asked my kids because I didn't know anybody in my family named Wayne, and they said, "I said, how did you come to name me Wayne?" And they said it was because of a man that my dad knew during World War II.
Uh-huh.
And I said, "Oh," and she told me who he was. And they said, "I said, well, do we know him?" And they said, "No, he's dead. He died in the war."
Yeah.
And I said, "How did he die in the war?" And they said, "He died on a suicide mission."
Yeah, those kind of stories
just give
me the chills.
Thank God, all my family came home. Mm-hmm. My son did 2 tours in Iraq, and he's home safe. Thank God. But I guess I walk around every day with the name of a man who did pay that last full measure.
Yeah.
My dad's story knew it before he did it, before it happened.
Kind of on the flip side of that, from you know, because everyone served in their own way. I just mm-hmm. lost a family member who had been in Vietnam and lost both of his legs mm-hmm. there, and that caused him no end of health problems for the rest of his life.
Well,
but he was there as a medic because he was a conscientious objector.
What was his name?
Still, his name was Alfred.
Alfred. In honor of Alfred and the millions of others who gave their lives for our country, Happy Memorial Day will be.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.